This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker calls it a uniquely American plague, mass shootings, like the one that killed six people and wounded at least 30 others yesterday on July 4th in suburban Chicago.
There are no words for the kind of evil that shows up at a public celebration of freedom, hides on a roof, and shoots innocent people with an assault rifle.
The governor heard there on WFLD-TV in Chicago. A person of interest is in custody this morning. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
A gunman perched on the roof of a downtown building in Highland Park, Illinois, opened fire on the crowd below celebrating the city's Independence Day parade. A few hours later, Police Chief Lou Jogman told WFLD about the person of interest.
His name is Robert Bobby E. Crimo, C-R-I-M-O.
Later Monday evening, police arrested Crimo. Kate Rappel tells WISN she watched his arrest from her car.
He said nothing. He had a very smug look. He was seemed to be very calm, cool, and collective, and which is just bizarre.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Millions of Americans have been traveling for the July 4th holiday, and some are facing long flight delays as they try to get home. FlightAware is reporting hundreds more delays and cancellations already this morning. If you're driving, gas is $4.80 a gallon this morning. Historically high, but down 8 cents in a week, says the AAA. Firefighters in Northern California have been battling a wildfire east of Sacramento at a recreation area packed with 4th of July partiers. The fire forced some evacuations. It's taken 4 months, but Russia's claiming a key victory in Ukraine, full control over the Luhansk region in Ukraine's eastern industrial heartland. This is AP News. Now to a decision in an opioid lawsuit in West Virginia. The decision came yesterday.
I'm Mike Rossia reporting a federal judge fines for three drug distributors in a West Virginia opioid lawsuit. A federal judge ruled in favor of three major U.S. drug distributors Monday in a landmark lawsuit over the opioid epidemic in one West Virginia county. U.S. District Judge David Faber issued his ruling in favor of AmerisourceBergen Drug Company, Cardinal Health Incorporated, and McKesson Corporation. The ruling came nearly 1 year after closing arguments in a bench trial in a lawsuit filed by Cabell County and the city of Huntington. In his 184-page ruling, Faber wrote, "Such cases must be decided on the facts and the law." The plaintiffs were seeking more than $2.5 billion that would have gone toward abatement efforts. The lawsuit was the first in the nation involving opioid distribution that ended up at federal trial. I'm Mike Gracia.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.